Miami Herald wonders, is Diddy another Jeffrey Epstein? By Paul Bois on March 27, 2024. The Miami Herald published a speculative headline on Tuesday in the wake of Homeland Security agents raiding the homes of music mogul Diddy, openly wondering if he might be the next Jeffrey Epstein. On Monday, Homeland Security officials raided the mogul's residences in connection to a sex trafficking investigation. The raid occurred at the music mogul's mansion in the Holmby Hills neighborhood. Investigators said across the coast, the music mogul's Miami home was also raided Monday, noted Fox. Sky Fox flew over Combs' home Monday afternoon and showed federal agents conducting their investigation at his home, it added. Fox 11's ground crew at the scene said the home was registered to Bad Boys Films, which is a division of Bad Boy Entertainment, along with one of Combs' daughters. No criminal charges have been filed against Diddy as of this writing, but the Miami Herald speculated on possible outcomes. A civil lawsuit filed 1 month before the raid alleges Combs, better known as Diddy, his staff and executives engaged in serious illegal activity, including using drugs, possessing illegal firearms and providing laced alcoholic beverages to drug sex workers and minors, all for Combs' pleasure, it wrote. If these allegations are true, Combs deserves to be compared to and treated like the late Epstein, Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein and singer R. Kelly, all once powerful millionaires who used their influence to take advantage of women, it added. The outlet then compared Combs' alleged behavior with that of convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, arguing both put up luxurious fronts to attract powerful people into their circles. A recent lawsuit filed by music producer Rodney Lil Rod Jones alleged that the mogul was running a widespread and dangerous criminal sex trafficking organization from his backyard, adding that Combs not only groped him but forced him to engage in sexual acts with prostitutes. Jones further alleged in the lawsuit that Diddy and his staff were complicit in the operation that spanned from Florida, New York, California and the U.S. Virgin Islands. In a nutshell, Combs is accused of preying on vulnerable women, and also men, and trafficking them with the help of a private jet and a Caribbean island property. Some of those involved were identified as sex workers recruited at Miami strip clubs. At Combs' urging, Jones alleges, noted the Herald. This is reminiscent of the types of behavior Epstein engaged in. He also had a private jet and a Caribbean property. No one should be able to wield the type of unrestrained influence that allows for human trafficking and abuse, it added. Stars and various accusers have responded to the news. A rep for the singer Cassie, who previously accused Diddy of rape, said that the star hopes this holds Diddy accountable. We will always support law enforcement when it seeks to prosecute those that have violated the law, the singer's rep told us in a statement. Hopefully, this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depraved conduct. Aubrey O'Day, who worked alongside Diddy throughout her career and previously backed Cassie's rape allegation, said in Instagram story, "What you sow, you shall reap. I pray this emboldens all of U.S. victims to finally speak on what we have endured. Now it's not Diddy do it, it's Diddy done," male sign, rapper 50 Cent wrote on Instagram. They don't come like that unless they got a case. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.